Money is a tool. It will take you wherever you wish, but it will not replace you as the driver. In a world where financial freedom often feels out of reach, the truth is simple. The way you think about money is the most powerful force in your life. If you want to break free from the cycle of stress, debt, and financial uncertainty, the first step is reshaping your mindset. Secret knowledge. This book turns you into a money magnet. Isn't just about learning how to make more money, it's about learning how to become someone who naturally attracts wealth and opportunity. You might have heard countless success stories of people who seemingly achieved financial freedom overnight. But let me make this clear. Wealth isn't built on luck, shortcuts, or get-rich-quick schemes. It's built on principles that anyone at any stage in life can apply to transform their financial reality. In the following chapters, you will uncover proven strategies to shift your mindset, develop daily habits, and make disciplined decisions that gradually but powerfully create wealth. This book will show you how to break free from limiting beliefs about money, harness the power of smart financial choices, and ultimately design a life of financial freedom. You won't just learn to earn more, you'll learn to become a magnet for wealth, attracting opportunities, growth, and financial success. Each chapter is a step-by-step guide to building the wealth mindset that can change your life forever. From rewiring your approach to money to mastering the habits that sustain long-term growth, you'll gain the practical knowledge needed to transform your financial future. Whether you're just starting out or looking to level up, these insights will empower you to make smarter choices, build lasting wealth, and ultimately live life on your terms. The path to financial freedom isn't some far-off dream, it's something you can start working toward today. With discipline, patience, and the knowledge within this book, you can take control of your financial future. It's time to stop chasing money and start attracting it. Are you ready to begin? The secret to becoming a money magnet is right here in these pages, waiting for you to unlock its power. Chapter 1. Rewiring Your Money Mindset. Money is more than numbers in a bank account. It's an energy, a force that moves through the world, flowing toward those who understand how to attract it. Most people struggle with money, not because they lack intelligence or effort, but because they have been conditioned to see it the wrong way. They view wealth as something distant, reserved for the lucky few, rather than something they can cultivate. But wealth is not about luck, it's about mindset. From a young age, people absorb beliefs about money from their surroundings. Parents, teachers, and society pass down ideas, some helpful, most limiting. A child who hears, "Money doesn't grow on trees," or "We can't afford that," internalizes scarcity. They grow up seeing money as a struggle, something hard to come by. Even as adults, they carry this programming, making decisions based on fear rather than opportunity. They hesitate to invest in themselves, avoid risks that could lead to growth, and settle for jobs that barely cover their expenses. They believe making more money requires extreme effort, long hours, and endless sacrifice. These beliefs become their reality, trapping them in financial limitation. Changing this starts with awareness. It requires recognizing the unconscious thoughts that shape financial behaviors. People who attract money think differently. They don't see money as something that disappears, but as something that flows. They understand that wealth is created, not earned in a fixed way. They focus on increasing value, solving problems, and positioning themselves in places where opportunities naturally arise. Their mindset allows them to see possibilities where others see obstacles. A person's relationship with money is deeply tied to their self-image. Someone who sees themselves as just getting by will always find ways to reinforce that identity. Even if they get a raise, they quickly spend the extra income, returning to their baseline. They don't believe they are someone who can build wealth, so they unconsciously sabotage progress. In contrast, someone who identifies as financially successful will act accordingly. They will make decisions that align with long-term prosperity, choosing investments over impulse spending, growth over comfort. Their internal thermostat is set to wealth, and their financial reality adjusts to match it. Shifting from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset requires intentional effort. It starts with questioning long-held beliefs. Instead of accepting, "I can't afford this," a better question is, "How can I afford this?" This simple shift turns the brain from limitation to creativity. Instead of shutting down possibilities, it searches for solutions. The mind, when given a problem, will work tirelessly to find answers. Those who develop the habit of asking empowering questions naturally uncover financial opportunities that others overlook. Another key aspect of rewiring the money mindset is exposure. A person's financial potential is often capped by the environment they surround themselves with. If everyone around them struggles with money, they will absorb those struggles as normal. But the moment they spend time with people who think differently about wealth, something shifts. Seeing how successful people operate, how they view money, make decisions, and seize opportunities, expands what feels possible. Books, mentors, and even online content can serve as a gateway to this new way of thinking. The more someone immerses themselves in wealth-building ideas, the more natural it becomes to adopt those behaviors. Money flows to those who create value. The most successful individuals do not focus on working harder, they focus on working smarter. They understand that income is a reflection of how much value they bring to others. The greater the problem they solve, the more they earn. This is why people who master valuable skills, build businesses, or invest wisely, tend to accumulate wealth. They put themselves in a position where money seeks them rather than the other way around. Instead of asking, "How can I make more money?" a more powerful question is, "How can I become more valuable?" Financial success also requires mastering emotions around money. Fear and guilt are two of the biggest obstacles that keep people stuck. Many fear making the wrong decisions, so they avoid taking action altogether. Others feel guilty for wanting more, as if pursuing financial success makes them selfish. These emotions, if unchecked, lead to hesitation, missed opportunities, and a cycle of mediocrity. But money itself is neutral. It is neither good nor bad, it simply amplifies the person who controls it. When used wisely, it provides freedom, security, and the ability to help others on a much greater scale. Discipline plays a major role in transforming financial habits. A person who lacks control over their spending, who impulsively buys things they don't need, will always struggle financially, no matter how much they earn. Wealth is not just about making money, it's about keeping and growing it. This requires shifting focus from short-term gratification to long-term success. It means prioritizing investments over unnecessary luxuries, learning instead of wasting time, and making decisions that align with financial freedom rather than fleeting pleasure. Another fundamental shift is learning to see money as a tool rather than an end goal. Those who chase money for its own sake often find themselves burnt out and unfulfilled. But those who view money as a means to create, grow, and contribute develop a much healthier relationship with it. They use it strategically to build assets, to buy back their time, to gain experiences that enrich their lives. They understand that true wealth is not just about accumulating money, but about having control over how they spend their time. A key practice in rewiring the financial mindset is visualization. Many successful individuals spend time every day imagining their future wealth, not in a vague wishful thinking way, but in a detailed strategic manner. They picture themselves making smart financial decisions, growing their wealth, and living with financial freedom. This mental rehearsal programs the brain to act in ways that align with that vision. The mind cannot distinguish between imagination and reality. The more vividly someone envisions success, the more naturally they take the actions necessary to achieve it. Action is the final and most important piece. All the mindset shifts in the world mean nothing without implementation. Rewiring financial beliefs is not a one-time event, it is a daily practice. Every financial decision is an opportunity to reinforce either old habits or new ones. Choosing growth over comfort, making smart investments instead of reckless spending, and continuously improving financial literacy all contribute to long-term wealth. Small actions, when compounded over time, lead to massive results. Money is not something to be chased, it is something to be attracted. It follows those who think, act, and make decisions in alignment with abundance. The journey to financial success does not start with external changes, but with an internal transformation. When the mind is wired for wealth, everything else falls into place. Opportunities appear, decisions become clearer, and financial growth becomes a natural outcome. The choice is simple: continue operating with old beliefs and get the same results, or change the way money is viewed and unlock the door to unlimited financial potential. The moment that shift happens, everything begins to change. Chapter 2: The Hidden Power of Self-Discipline. Discipline is the foundation of success in every area of life, and money is no exception. Many people dream of wealth, but few have the self-control to do what is necessary to achieve it. They get inspired for a few days, make a plan, and then fall back into old habits. They overspend on things that don't matter, procrastinate on learning about finances, and let short-term pleasure win over long-term success. This cycle keeps them stuck, wondering why nothing ever changes. The truth is, without self-discipline, no amount of knowledge or opportunity will lead to wealth. A person can read every financial book, follow every expert, and make grand plans for the future, but if they lack the discipline to apply what they learn consistently, they will remain in the same place. Discipline is the ability to control emotions, impulses, and actions in a way that aligns with long-term goals. It means making the right choice even when it is difficult. It requires sacrificing short-term comfort for long-term freedom. Those who master this skill are the ones who break free from financial struggle and create lasting wealth. Without discipline, money slips away as fast as it comes. Without it, financial goals remain ideas rather than realities. It is the invisible force that separates those who achieve success from those who only talk about it. Every person has moments when they feel motivated. They decide to save more, invest wisely, or start a new project. But motivation is unreliable. It fades when life gets hard, when temptations arise, or when results don't come fast enough. This is why discipline is more powerful. It does not rely on feelings or moods. It is a system, a set of rules followed no matter what. It is the commitment to doing what needs to be done, whether it is convenient or not. Discipline turns financial improvement into a habit rather than a temporary phase. The way a person handles small decisions reflects how they handle big ones. Someone who constantly buys things they don't need because it feels good in the moment will struggle to save for important investments. A person who makes excuses for skipping a small task today will likely avoid bigger responsibilities tomorrow. Discipline is built through daily actions, through choosing self-control in the smallest moments. When practiced consistently, it becomes a part of who a person is rather than something they have to force themselves to do. Financial discipline is not about restriction, but about control. It does not mean never spending money on enjoyable things. It means being intentional about where money goes. It means making purchases based on purpose rather than impulse. It means knowing the difference between what is necessary and what is simply a fleeting desire. Many people mistake discipline for deprivation, but the reality is the opposite. Lack of discipline leads to financial stress, debt, and dependence. True discipline leads to freedom, allowing a person to spend on what truly matters without worry or regret. The first step in developing discipline is becoming aware of spending habits. Many people do not even realize where their money is going. They wonder why they struggle financially, but never take the time to track their expenses. Without clarity, it is impossible to make changes. Awareness creates power. When a person knows exactly how they use their money, they can start making better choices. They can see patterns that need to be broken and opportunities to improve. Small adjustments, when made consistently, lead to massive results over time. Once there is awareness, the next step is control. This means setting clear rules and following them no matter what. It means deciding in advance how money will be managed rather than making decisions based on emotion. A disciplined person does not wait until they feel like saving. They set automatic transfers to their savings and investment accounts. They do not let mood dictate their spending. They have a budget that aligns with their goals. They remove temptation by creating an environment that supports their success. Temptation is one of the biggest threats to discipline. In a world where marketing is designed to make people spend, resisting unnecessary purchases requires strength. The most effective way to handle temptation is not through willpower alone, but through smart systems. If a person struggles with impulse spending, removing saved payment methods from online stores can prevent unnecessary purchases. If dining out too often is an issue, planning meals in advance can make eating at home easier. Those who succeed financially do not rely on self-control alone. They structure their lives in a way that makes discipline the default option. Another important aspect of discipline is delayed gratification. Many people fail financially because they want everything now. They use credit cards to buy things they cannot afford. They take shortcuts instead of putting in the effort. They chase quick money rather than building real wealth. But lasting success is built on patience. Those who have the discipline to wait, to invest in themselves, and to focus on long-term rewards rather than immediate pleasure are the ones who achieve financial independence. Discipline is not just about managing money, it is about managing time, energy, and habits. Successful people structure their days in a way that prioritizes growth. They wake up with a plan, avoid distractions, and stay focused on their goal. They understand that time wasted on unimportant activities is time taken away from building a better future. They do not let excuses stop them from taking action. They commit to consistency, knowing that small efforts add up to massive success over time. There will always be challenges along the way. Unexpected expenses, setbacks, and difficult moments are part of the journey. Discipline is what allows a person to keep going despite obstacles. It is the inner strength to stay committed when results are not immediate. It is the ability to push through discomfort, knowing that the reward is worth it. Without this mindset, setbacks lead to quitting. With it, obstacles become stepping stones to greater success. Discipline is not something a person is born with, it is developed through action. The more it is practiced, the stronger it becomes. Each time a person chooses to stick to their financial plan, to resist an unnecessary expense,
or to invest in their future, they reinforce their ability to stay in control. Over time, discipline becomes second nature. It becomes effortless, a part of daily life rather than a struggle. Those who build financial discipline create a foundation for unlimited success. They break free from the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. They accumulate wealth rather than debt. They position themselves for opportunities that others miss. They achieve freedom, not just in money but in every area of life. Discipline is the bridge between where a person is and where they want to be. It is the difference between a life of struggle and a life of abundance. The choice is always there. Either control money or be controlled. Either develop the discipline to build wealth or remain stuck in financial limitation. The habits and decisions made each day determine which path a person follows. Those who master discipline master their future. Those who embrace self-control create a life of freedom. Money follows those who respect it, and those who respect it are those who have the discipline to manage it wisely.
Chapter 3: The Energy-Money Connection. Everything in life carries energy, including money. It responds to the thoughts, emotions, and actions of the person handling it. Some people seem to attract wealth effortlessly, while others struggle to hold on to even the smallest amount. This is not a coincidence. It is the direct result of the energy they carry. A person's relationship with money is a reflection of their inner world, how they think, what they believe, and the habits they have built over time. People who constantly worry about money unknowingly push it away. Fear, doubt, and anxiety create a mindset of lack. When someone believes there is never enough, their actions follow that belief. They hesitate to invest, avoid taking calculated risks, and cling to every dollar out of fear that it will disappear. This energy repels financial opportunities. Instead of seeking ways to grow, they focus on survival. They operate from a place of scarcity, which only reinforces their struggles. On the other hand, those who attract money think differently. They see wealth as something abundant, something that flows rather than something to chase. They focus on creating value, expanding their opportunities, and putting themselves in situations where financial growth is inevitable. They do not obsess over losses or dwell on temporary setbacks because they understand that money is a renewable resource. Their energy is centered around growth, and that energy pulls financial success toward them. A person's energy is shaped by their daily habits. The way they start their day, the thoughts they entertain, and the actions they take all contribute to their financial reality. Someone who wakes up with a mindset of frustration and stress unknowingly carries that energy into everything they do. This affects their work, their relationships, and their ability to recognize opportunities. In contrast, a person who starts the day with clarity, gratitude, and focus sets a completely different tone. Their energy is open to receiving, which allows them to make smarter decisions and attract better results. Money also responds to the way it is handled. When a person respects and appreciates the money they have, they create an environment where more can flow in. Disorganization, reckless spending, and neglecting financial responsibilities send a signal of carelessness. When money is mismanaged, it tends to disappear. But when it is treated with intention, when it is given a purpose and directed toward meaningful goals, it begins to multiply. Those who track their finances, budget wisely, and invest in growth create a structure that allows wealth to expand. Emotions play a huge role in financial success. Many people attach guilt, shame, or frustration to money. They feel bad about wanting more, or they carry regret from past mistakes. These emotions become roadblocks, preventing them from moving forward. Wealth does not flow to those who feel undeserving of it. It flows to those who understand its purpose and use it wisely. Releasing negative emotions tied to money opens the door to new possibilities. It allows a person to make decisions based on strategy rather than emotional baggage. Confidence is another key factor in financial energy. People who trust themselves to handle money well tend to attract more of it. They are not afraid to take action, learn new skills, or step into better opportunities. Those who doubt their abilities hesitate, second-guess their choices, and miss chances to grow. Confidence is not about arrogance, it is about trusting one's ability to learn, adapt, and make wise financial decisions. It is built through experience, small successes, and the willingness to take responsibility for one's financial future. The environment a person surrounds themselves with also influences their financial energy. Being around people who constantly complain about money, who believe wealth is out of reach, or who engage in reckless financial habits can be draining. Their mindset, their energy, and their behaviors slowly shape the financial beliefs of those around them. Surrounding oneself with people who have a positive relationship with money, who focus on growth and opportunities, naturally shifts energy in a more productive direction. Conversations become about solutions instead of problems. Ideas flow more easily. Success begins to feel normal rather than something distant. Generosity is another surprising factor that affects financial energy. Many believe that giving money away will leave them with less, but the opposite is often true. When money is used to help others, support meaningful causes, or invest in relationships, it creates a cycle of abundance. Generosity shifts the focus from scarcity to contribution. It reinforces the belief that there is always enough, and that wealth is meant to be shared. This mindset attracts more opportunities, deeper connections, and greater fulfillment. Taking control of financial energy is not about forcing wealth to appear. It is about aligning thoughts, emotions, and actions with abundance. It is about shifting from a place of fear to a place of confidence. It is about handling money with respect, making decisions that support long-term growth, and surrounding oneself with the right influences. When these changes happen, money begins to move differently. Opportunities arise more frequently. Good decisions become natural, financial success stops feeling like a struggle, and starts feeling inevitable. Wealth is not reserved for a select few. It is available to those who align themselves with it, who respect its flow, and who take the right actions consistently. Money follows energy, and the energy a person carries is entirely within their control. Chapter 4. The art of making money flow to you. Money is not something to be chased, it is something to be drawn in. People who struggle financially often believe they must work harder, push more, or constantly hustle to make ends meet. They live in a state of exhaustion, believing that wealth only comes through relentless effort. But those who understand the flow of money operate differently. They do not run after money. They create an environment where it naturally comes to them. Instead of forcing wealth, they position themselves in a way that makes financial success a natural outcome. Attracting money is about becoming the kind of person who deserves it. Wealth follows value. Those who contribute, solve problems, and create something meaningful will always have opportunities to grow financially. Money flows toward those who bring something useful to the world. A person who develops valuable skills, builds strong relationships, and maintains a reputation of trustworthiness will never struggle to find financial opportunities. Success is not about luck. It is about becoming the type of person who wealth gravitates toward. People often focus on making more money, but few consider how they show up in the world. Someone who constantly complains, avoids responsibility, or lacks discipline repels financial success. Their energy, attitude, and actions push away the very thing they claim to want. In contrast, those who take ownership of their choices, who stay committed to growth, and who keep an open mind naturally attract wealth. They carry themselves with confidence, take action on opportunities, and maintain habits that build long-term success. Money flows to those who are ready for it, not to those who simply wish for it. Opportunities to attract wealth exist everywhere, but most people do not see them. Their minds are clouded with stress, doubt, and limiting beliefs. They assume financial success is reserved for others, for those with better connections, more talent, or different circumstances. This mindset blinds them to the possibilities right in front of them. The truth is, money-making opportunities are constantly appearing. The key is being open and prepared to receive them. When a person shifts their focus from obstacles to possibilities, they begin to recognize the doors that were always there. One of the most powerful ways to make money flow toward you is by increasing your usefulness. People are willing to exchange money for things that improve their lives. Whether it is a product, a service, or a skill, those who can offer something valuable will always have a way to generate income. The more useful a person becomes, the more they naturally attract financial success. This does not mean working harder for the sake of working. It means identifying ways to add real value, ways to solve problems, ways to make an impact. Those who consistently find ways to be of service to others never have to chase money, it comes to them. Mindset plays a major role in financial attraction. People who see themselves as capable and deserving of wealth act differently than those who believe money is difficult to obtain. Confidence and self-worth directly impact financial outcomes. A person who believes they bring value to the table, negotiates better, seeks higher paying opportunities, and invests in their growth. Someone who doubts their worth settles for less, avoids risk, and stays stuck in situations that limit their financial potential. Changing the way one thinks about money changes the way one receives it. Another powerful way to attract money is by mastering the ability to recognize and seize opportunities. Many people wait for the perfect moment, the perfect plan, or the perfect guarantee before taking action. They hesitate, overthink, and talk themselves out of potential success. Those who attract wealth understand that no opportunity is ever perfect, but action creates results. They move forward with what they have, adjust as they go, and learn from every experience. Wealth is not built by waiting, it is built by doing. Money also flows to those who manage it well. Many people believe they need to earn more before they can start handling money wisely, but this thinking is backwards. It is not about how much money is made, it is about how well it is used. Those who are careless with small amounts will be careless with large amounts. Those who practice good financial habits with what they have create the conditions for more to flow in. Wealth grows when it is given direction. Without structure, money slips away, no matter how much is earned. Being in the right environment makes a huge difference in financial success. People absorb the mindset, habits, and attitudes of those around them. Those who spend time with people who see money as a struggle, who complain about opportunities, or who live in financial chaos will likely adopt similar patterns. On the other hand, being around those who are financially responsible, who see possibilities instead of problems, and who are always looking for ways to grow naturally influences a more positive approach to wealth. Surroundings shape beliefs, and beliefs shape results. Another factor in attracting money is the ability to take calculated risks. Many people let fear hold them back from financial growth. They play it safe, avoid stepping outside their comfort zones, and stay in situations that do not serve them because they are afraid of the unknown. But every financial success story involves a moment when someone took a leap.
This does not mean reckless decisions, it means making informed choices, weighing the risks, and moving forward with confidence. Playing it too safe often leads to financial stagnation, while smart risks lead to expansion. Gratitude is an overlooked but powerful financial tool. Many people focus on what they lack, constantly thinking about what they do not have. This mindset creates a sense of scarcity, which influences actions in a negative way. Those who practice gratitude, who appreciate what they have while working toward more, create an energy of abundance. This does not mean settling, it means acknowledging progress, recognizing opportunities, and making decisions from a place of confidence rather than desperation. The way money is approached determines the way it responds. True financial attraction is not about magic or wishful thinking. It is about creating habits, attitudes and actions that naturally bring wealth into one's life. It is about being prepared, being valuable, and being open to opportunity. Money moves toward those who are ready for it. When a person aligns their energy, skills and mindset with financial success, they no longer have to chase money, it begins to move toward them. Wealth is not something external to be hunted down, it is something internal to be cultivated. When the right foundation is built, financial success becomes a natural inevitable result.
Chapter 5. Mastering the Science of Financial Growth. Building wealth is not just about making money, it's about understanding how money works and applying principles that ensure it continues to grow. Too many people get caught in the idea that earning more is the solution to their financial struggles. They spend their time working harder, taking on more jobs, or pushing themselves to the limit. While these actions may bring in more income, they do not guarantee lasting financial success. The real key to financial growth lies in mastering the science of how money behaves, how to leverage it, and how to make it work for you in the long term. At its core, financial growth is about smart management, long-term thinking, and consistent action. It's about learning how to handle the resources you have today so they grow exponentially over time. Many people look at their finances in the short term, how much they make this month, or how much they can save right now. But true wealth comes from developing the skills to manage your money over decades. This long-term approach is what differentiates those who build lasting wealth from those who only see fleeting success. First and foremost, financial growth requires a shift in perspective. People often view money as something to be spent, something that flows out with little thought. But wealth builders see money differently. They understand that money, like any resource, can be used to create more value. Every dollar is an opportunity to invest, grow, and build something larger than itself. When you look at money as a tool for growth, rather than something to be spent, you start making smarter decisions. You begin to see opportunities in places where others see problems. Learning how to allocate your money wisely is essential for financial growth. It's about knowing where to place your resources, whether in investments, savings, or self-improvement. One of the biggest mistakes people make is failing to put money to work for them. Instead, they hold on to cash, thinking it's safer to save it in a bank account. While it's important to have a financial cushion, keeping money idle doesn't allow it to grow. Instead, putting your money into assets that can appreciate over time, whether stocks, real estate, or your own education, ensures that your wealth compounds. But it's not just about where you put your money, it's about how much of it you keep. One of the biggest barriers to financial growth is overspending. Many people are constantly chasing the latest trends, buying things they don't need, and falling into the trap of living beyond their means. Living below your means is not about depriving yourself, it's about discipline. It's about making conscious decisions to prioritize saving and investing over immediate gratification. When you develop the habit of saving a percentage of every dollar you make, you build a strong financial foundation that will support future growth. This discipline must be applied consistently. Small habits, when practiced daily, compound into large results over time. Whether you're saving a small amount or making small investments, every bit counts. It might not seem like much today, but as time goes on, you'll be surprised at how much your money grows. The key is to make those habits a part of your daily routine. Once you've developed the habit of saving, investing, and managing your finances, it becomes second nature. Another critical part of financial growth is understanding risk. Many people fear taking risks with their money because they associate it with losing everything. However, every financial opportunity carries some level of risk. The goal isn't to avoid risk completely, but to manage it effectively. This involves educating yourself about the opportunities available and knowing how to minimize the risks while maximizing the potential for returns. It's about taking calculated risks, not reckless ones. The most successful investors don't avoid risk, they understand it, and they use it to their advantage. One way to manage risk is by diversifying your investments. Instead of putting all your money into one asset, spreading it across different areas helps mitigate potential losses. This strategy ensures that if one investment fails, the others still perform well. It's a smart way to protect yourself while still allowing your money to grow. Diversification is not just about investments, though it's about creating multiple streams of income. The more ways you can earn money, the less dependent you become on any single source. This reduces risk and gives you more opportunities to succeed. A crucial factor in financial growth is the ability to continuously learn and adapt. The financial landscape is constantly changing, and what worked yesterday might not work today. This means you need to be willing to evolve with the times, learn new skills, and embrace opportunities as they arise. The most successful people are those who stay curious, who read books, take courses, and seek out mentors who can help them grow. They understand that personal growth is directly tied to financial growth. The more you invest in yourself, the more valuable you become in the marketplace, and the more you will be able to earn. Understanding and mastering the power of leverage is another essential aspect of financial growth. Leverage is the ability to use other people's resources, time, and money to increase your own wealth. This could mean using a loan to invest in real estate or using other people's skills and knowledge to grow a business. Leverage allows you to make more progress with less effort, which is why wealthy people often use it to accelerate their financial growth. When used responsibly, leverage can be a powerful tool to help you reach your goals faster. One of the most important aspects of financial growth is having a clear vision. Without a vision, it's easy to get lost or distracted by immediate desires. Knowing exactly what you want to achieve financially gives you direction. It's about understanding why you want to grow your wealth and what you want to do with it. Your vision should be big, compelling, and inspiring. It should motivate you to take consistent action and help you stay on track when challenges arise. Having a clear goal in mind helps you stay focused and make decisions that align with your long-term success. It's also important to recognize that wealth is not just about the numbers in your bank account. True wealth is about freedom. It's about the ability to make choices, to live life on your own terms, and to create a lifestyle that reflects your values. Financial growth enables you to have more control over your life. The more you grow your wealth, the more options you have. Whether it's the freedom to travel, to spend more time with family, or to pursue your passions, financial success gives you the ability to design the life you truly want. In the end, mastering the science of financial growth is about understanding how money works, making it work for you, and consistently taking action toward building long-term wealth. It's not about quick fixes or instant gratification. It's about discipline, smart decision-making, and continuous improvement. When you focus on developing these skills and principles, financial success will follow naturally. It's not about working harder, it's about working smarter, investing in the right areas, and letting your wealth grow steadily over time. Chapter 6: How to sell yourself and multiply your income. When you think about increasing your income, there's one thing you need to understand clearly: how you sell yourself. Selling isn't just about pushing a product or convincing someone to buy something. It's about presenting who you are and what you stand for in a way that resonates with others. This is a skill that can elevate your financial position dramatically, and when mastered, it becomes a game changer in your journey toward wealth. The first thing to recognize is that selling is not a sleazy or manipulative act. It is, at its core, the process of offering something of value to someone who needs it. Whether that's a product, a service, or even your own skills and experience, when you understand the art of presenting value, you naturally position yourself to attract opportunities and increase your income. The most important thing to understand is that your ability to sell yourself is tied to how you perceive your own value. If you don't believe in what you offer, it's nearly impossible for others to believe in it. Confidence is crucial. When you are confident in the value you bring to the table, you're not just offering a product or service, you're offering a solution, and solutions are what people are willing to pay for. This confidence doesn't come overnight, but it can be developed by consistently reminding yourself of your strengths, your knowledge, and your unique qualities. People don't buy products, they buy outcomes. When you sell yourself, you're not just selling a set of skills or a job description, you're selling what you can do for others. Whether you're a freelancer, an entrepreneur, or working a traditional job, the key to multiplying your income is understanding the problems you can solve and positioning yourself as the person who can solve them. Instead of focusing solely on your credentials or the tasks you perform, think about the results you deliver. People pay for results, not time spent. If you can prove that what you do will have a positive impact on others, the demand for your services will grow. One of the most important aspects of selling yourself is knowing your audience. This applies whether you're applying for a job, pitching a product, or trying to grow a business. Understanding who you are selling to allows you to tailor your message in a way that speaks directly to their needs and desires. When you sell yourself, you're not just presenting your resume or your experience, you're addressing what the other person cares about. What problem do they need solved? What pain are they trying to avoid? When you frame your offer in terms of how it meets their needs, you dramatically increase the likelihood of success. A key part of selling yourself is learning how to communicate effectively. Your ability to explain who you are, what you do, and how it benefits others is crucial. This is not about being overly polished or perfect, it's about being clear, concise, and authentic. When people feel like they understand exactly what you're offering and why it's valuable, they are far more likely to engage with you. The best salespeople are not the ones with the most flashy presentations or the most words, they are the ones who can get straight to the point and demonstrate value in the simplest way possible. Selling yourself also means being willing to ask for what you want.
Many people avoid negotiating or asking for more money because they fear rejection or feel uncomfortable with the process. However, people who know their worth and aren't afraid to ask for it are the ones who earn the most. Negotiation is not about being aggressive, it's about being confident in the value you bring and advocating for yourself. When you don't ask, you don't receive. If you want to multiply your income, you must learn how to ask for what you're worth and do it in a way that feels natural and respectful. Being a good seller means developing trust. People don't buy from people they don't trust. The foundation of any successful sale, whether it's a product, service, or your own skills, is trust. If others don't trust you, they won't pay for what you're offering. Building trust comes down to being reliable, honest, and transparent. It's about proving that you genuinely care about the needs of others and that you are capable of delivering on your promises. The more you focus on building genuine relationships, the more likely people are to see the value in what you provide. Selling yourself also requires resilience. Rejection is a part of the process. Not everyone will see the value in what you offer. And that's okay. The key is not to take rejection personally or allow it to derail your efforts. Instead, see each rejection as an opportunity to learn, grow, and refine your approach. The most successful people are those who keep going, even when things don't go as planned. They understand that every no brings them closer to a yes, and they use each experience as a stepping stone toward greater success. Another important element in selling yourself is the ability to continuously improve. The best salespeople are those who are always learning, adapting, and growing. As the world changes, so too must your approach to selling. Whether that means learning new skills, keeping up with industry trends, or simply becoming a better communicator, ongoing improvement is crucial to long-term success. The more you invest in yourself, the more you can offer others, and the more you position yourself for greater financial opportunities. A strong personal brand can also play a significant role in selling yourself. Your personal brand is the image you project to the world, how you are perceived by others. It's the reputation you build over time through your actions, your behavior, and your interactions with others. A strong personal brand helps you stand out in a crowded marketplace and positions you as someone who is valuable. Your brand is shaped by how you communicate, how you present yourself, and the experiences others have when interacting with you. By consistently showing up as the best version of yourself, you naturally attract more opportunities. Once you've learned to sell yourself, the next step is learning how to multiply your income through leverage. Selling yourself is one part of the equation, the other part is scaling. The more people you can reach, the more opportunities you create. This might involve creating scalable products or services, working with other people, or finding ways to generate passive income. When you start to leverage your time and efforts, you can multiply your income without having to constantly trade your time for money. The process of selling yourself is never a one-time event, it's an ongoing journey. The more you refine your ability to sell, the more doors will open to you. Whether you're looking to advance in your career, grow your business, or increase your personal wealth, learning to sell yourself is one of the most valuable skills you can develop. It's about understanding your worth, positioning yourself strategically, and constantly improving. When you master the art of selling yourself, you unlock the potential to achieve the financial success you've always dreamed of.
Chapter 7. Building a money machine that works while you sleep. Building a money machine that works while you sleep is one of the most powerful ways to create lasting wealth. The idea of having an income that flows effortlessly without you constantly working for it is incredibly appealing, yet it's something that most people overlook. Many of us are so focused on exchanging our time for money, whether through a job or running a business, that we forget the true potential of leveraging systems and assets that work autonomously. This is what creates the opportunity for financial freedom. At the heart of creating a money machine is the concept of automation. The idea that once you've set things in motion, they can continue to work for you without requiring constant attention or effort. Think about it. Every successful business, investment, or system that consistently produces money without constant input is in essence a money machine. If you want to achieve this, you need to stop thinking like an employee or a person simply trading hours for dollars. Instead, you have to think like a business owner or investor who is building something that multiplies itself over time. One of the simplest ways to begin creating a money machine is by investing in assets that generate passive income. These are the types of assets that continue to earn money for you with little to no active involvement. Real estate is one of the most common and accessible examples. When you invest in rental properties, for example, you are essentially buying an asset that pays you every month. The rent payments you receive are a direct result of the property's value and location. Once you have the property, the income continues to flow in as long as you manage it well. Of course, this doesn't mean there's no work involved. You'll need to make sure the property is well maintained, but in many cases, this can be outsourced to a property management company, allowing you to focus on other areas of your life while still receiving income. Another powerful way to build a money machine is by creating digital assets. In today's world, online businesses have become an incredible source of passive income. Whether it's through writing books, creating online courses, or building a blog, these digital assets can generate money without you being involved in the day-to-day operations. The beauty of digital assets is that they can reach a global audience and require very little overhead to maintain. Once your product is created and set up, you can make money without actively having to work for it every single day. It's a perfect example of the power of leverage. Your time, knowledge, and skills have been used to create something that can continuously work for you, bringing in money without additional effort. Affiliate marketing is another avenue that many people overlook when they think about building a money machine. By promoting other people's products or services, you can earn commissions on sales without having to create anything yourself. Once you set up your affiliate links and build a platform, whether it's a blog, a social media following, or an email list, you can start earning money passively. People are constantly searching for recommendations, and affiliate marketing allows you to tap into that demand without the need for significant upfront investment or ongoing management. You can earn money from the products or services that you promote every time someone makes a purchase through your link, even while you sleep. Building a money machine isn't always about creating new products or investing in assets. It's also about leveraging existing resources. One of the most powerful ways to do this is by creating multiple streams of income. A single income source can be risky, especially in uncertain times. But when you have multiple sources of income working for you, you reduce the pressure on any one stream and increase the chances that you'll continue to build wealth even if one income source dries up. This could mean having a job, investing in stocks, owning rental properties, and creating a digital business all at the same time. Each of these sources of income works independently of the others, but together they create a strong financial foundation. An often overlooked but incredibly effective money machine is the power of dividends. Investing in dividend-paying stocks, mutual funds, or ETFs is one of the most passive ways to grow your wealth. With dividends, you're essentially getting paid to own stock in a company. Every quarter or year, the company distributes a portion of its profits to its shareholders. Over time, these payments can accumulate and grow, especially if you reinvest the dividends back into more stocks. This is an excellent way to take advantage of compounding returns and continue to build wealth without having to actively work for it. The key here is to choose stable, reliable companies that have a track record of consistently paying dividends. The more shares you own, the more money you earn without having to put in any extra effort. You can also create a money machine by creating an investment portfolio that generates returns through interest. This could mean investing in bonds, peer-to-peer lending, or even creating your own lending business. When you lend money to others, they pay you interest, which becomes your passive income. Over time, as you continue to lend, your income grows. One of the best things about this type of money machine is that the returns are relatively predictable, allowing you to plan for the future with more certainty. As long as you understand the risks involved and choose safe, reliable lending opportunities, this can be a powerful tool for building wealth. Perhaps the most important thing when it comes to building a money machine is the ability to scale. The more you can scale your money-generating assets, the more money you can make with less effort. Scaling could mean increasing the number of rental properties you own, creating more digital products, or expanding your affiliate marketing business to new audiences. By focusing on systems that can be expanded and automated, you can create a financial system that works for you without needing to constantly monitor every aspect. Automation is the key to scaling successfully. By automating processes like marketing, customer support, and product delivery, you free up your time and allow your money machine to continue operating without your direct involvement. Another important aspect of building a money machine is having the right mindset. It's easy to get caught up in the idea that you need to be constantly working, hustling, and grinding to succeed financially. But the truth is that success comes from working smarter, not harder. Building a money machine requires patience and consistency. It's about setting up systems that will work for you in the long run and then letting them do the heavy lifting. This doesn't mean you can just sit back and relax. It still requires effort, strategy, and a commitment to growing your wealth. But it's the kind of effort that pays off exponentially over time. The process of building a money machine also requires discipline. You need to have the patience to set things up properly and to allow them to grow. Often the most significant returns come not from quick, flashy moves, but from steady, long-term investments that pay off over time. By consistently reinvesting your profits and focusing on the long-term vision, you will slowly build a self-sustaining system that works for you. The power of creating a money machine lies in its ability to continue to generate wealth for you even when you're not actively working. When you combine the right investments, systems, and mindset, you create a financial system that operates on autopilot. This allows you to focus on other areas of your life while your wealth continues to grow. As you build and scale these systems, you'll find that your financial future becomes more secure and your ability to achieve financial freedom becomes more of a reality. The goal is to create a machine that keeps running, even when you're not paying attention to it, turning the idea of working for money on its head and allowing money to work for you. Chapter 8. The 30-Day Money Magnet Challenge. The idea of transforming your financial life in just 30 days may seem too good to be true. But in reality, the foundation for achieving significant wealth and financial freedom can start in this short period, especially if you commit to making small, consistent improvements every day. The goal here isn't to magically become a millionaire in 1 month. It's about setting the right mindset, habits, and actions into motion, laying the groundwork for long-term success.
It's about choosing the path that will take you toward financial transformation, one day at a time. At the core of this challenge is understanding that change doesn't happen overnight. It's the result of the small, almost imperceptible actions you take daily. These small steps, repeated over time, compound into big results. One of the most powerful lessons you'll learn during this 30-day challenge is how to shift your focus away from instant gratification and toward consistent effort. Success doesn't come from a single moment of brilliance, but from showing up day after day, doing the work, and making small but significant improvements along the way. The first step of this challenge is reprogramming your mindset. You need to start viewing money not as something scarce, but as a resource that is abundant and accessible to you. Many of us grow up with limiting beliefs about money, often thinking that we'll never have enough or that wealth is reserved for a select few. This mindset is toxic. It holds you back and keeps you from taking the necessary actions that will change your life. For the next 30 days, start by reframing your thoughts around money. Rather than focusing on what you don't have, begin focusing on what you can create, what you can learn, and how you can take small steps toward increasing your financial situation. It's also important to acknowledge that change will take time and that perfection is not the goal. The goal is progress. The more you embrace the idea of small, consistent growth, the easier it will be to keep going, even on days when motivation is low. This is where discipline comes into play. Every day, set aside a specific time to work on your financial goals. It could be reading about money, listening to podcasts, or taking practical steps like reviewing your spending habits or brainstorming ways to increase your income. No matter what, make it a habit. During these 30 days, focus on building habits that will support your financial success. Start by tracking your spending. It's amazing how many people are unaware of where their money goes. Whether it's impulsive online shopping, eating out too often, or paying for subscriptions you don't use, tracking your expenses can shed light on unnecessary spending habits that drain your finances. The act of tracking is powerful because it forces you to be mindful of your decisions. When you realize how much money you're spending on things that don't align with your goals, it becomes easier to cut back and redirect those funds toward more important things. The second part of the challenge is committing to daily action. Each day, take a small but intentional step toward your financial goals. These actions might seem insignificant on their own, but over time, they will compound. For example, if you're trying to save more money, start by setting aside a small amount every day. If you're focused on increasing your income, take time to explore side hustles or learn a new skill that could lead to a higher paying job or business opportunity. It's not about doing everything at once. It's about consistently making progress. As you build these habits, you'll find that your confidence grows and your understanding of money becomes clearer. You'll start to see opportunities where you didn't before, and you'll feel more empowered to take advantage of them. The third part of this challenge is learning the power of consistency. The biggest mistake people make when trying to improve their financial situation is expecting instant results. Financial transformation takes time, and it's built on a foundation of consistency. Even if you can only dedicate a small amount of time each day, the key is to make it a daily habit. Consistency is what differentiates the people who succeed from those who don't. It's easy to get discouraged when you don't see immediate results, but when you trust the process and keep moving forward, the results will come. During this challenge, make it a point to reflect on your progress every few days. Take stock of what you've accomplished, no matter how small, and celebrate it. Even if you've only managed to save a small amount or learn something new, take time to acknowledge your efforts. Positive reinforcement is crucial to maintaining motivation. You're building the foundation for a new mindset and a new way of handling money, and each small success is a step toward that transformation. Another key aspect of this 30-day challenge is focusing on building resilience. It's easy to get discouraged when things don't go as planned or when you face setbacks along the way. But the reality is, setbacks are part of the process. Everyone experiences them, and they don't define your success. What defines your success is your ability to get back up, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Resilience is what keeps you going when things get tough. In this challenge, expect obstacles, but don't let them stop you. Embrace them as opportunities to learn and grow. A critical component of the 30-day challenge is educating yourself. You can't improve your financial situation if you don't understand how money works. Spend some time each day learning about personal finance, whether through books, podcasts, or online resources. The more you educate yourself, the more opportunities you will see. Knowledge is power, and the more you understand about saving, investing, and earning money, the better equipped you'll be to make decisions that will lead to long-term financial success. By the end of the 30 days, you'll have created a new mindset around money, built new habits, and taken consistent action toward your financial goal. But remember, this is just the beginning. The 30-day challenge isn't a quick fix, it's a way to jumpstart your journey toward financial freedom. The real work begins once the challenge is over. The habits you've formed and the lessons you've learned will continue to serve you as you move forward. It's essential to understand that building wealth doesn't happen in a vacuum. It requires action, discipline, and a commitment to lifelong learning. The 30-day challenge is simply the first step in a continuous journey of improvement. As you continue to grow, you'll encounter new challenges and opportunities. The key is to stay focused on your long-term vision, remain resilient in the face of setbacks, and keep taking consistent steps toward your financial freedom. At the end of these 30 days, you'll not only have a more powerful mindset about money, but you'll have also started to implement the practical steps that will lead to lasting financial success. The daily actions, the consistency, and the learning you've committed to will be the foundation on which you build your financial future. This is the start of something great. Your journey toward becoming a money magnet has just begun. Keep going, and you'll be amazed at how far you can go.
Chapter 9. The Power of Daily Micro Actions. You're probably already familiar with the idea that big successes don't happen all at once. Real growth, whether it's financial, personal, or professional, comes from the little things you do consistently. Those seemingly insignificant actions can make all the difference in the world. That's the power of daily micro actions. The concept is simple. The small steps you take every single day add up over time to create massive, long-lasting change. And when it comes to building wealth, these micro actions can be the difference between someone who stays stuck and someone who achieves financial freedom. It's easy to think of success as something grand and monumental, like a big promotion, a huge windfall, or an investment that suddenly pays off. But the truth is, success is made in the small, everyday decisions you make. Every morning when you choose to wake up a little earlier to work on your financial goals, when you resist the urge to impulse buy something that's not in line with your priorities, or when you spend a few minutes reviewing your finances, you are setting yourself up for success. All these moments, even though they might feel small at the time, compound into something extraordinary. One of the first things you need to understand about micro actions is that they are manageable. Unlike huge, daunting tasks that might overwhelm you, micro actions are bite-sized and doable. They're things you can fit into your everyday life without causing stress or anxiety. Maybe it's something as simple as saving $5 a day or reading a chapter of a financial book every morning. These small actions seem insignificant at first, but when you commit to them, they can become powerful tools in your journey to financial success. It's not about doing everything at once. Trying to overhaul your entire financial life in a single day is a recipe for failure. You'd get overwhelmed, frustrated, and eventually give up. Instead, the idea is to pick a few small things to focus on every day, do them consistently, and watch them add up over time. It's about breaking things down into manageable pieces that you can easily incorporate into your daily routine. For example, start with something simple: track your spending. Every day, take a few minutes to write down what you spent and where. This doesn't have to be a huge task, it's just a few notes on your phone or a quick jot in a notebook. But the power of this micro action is enormous. By tracking your spending, you'll start to notice patterns and areas where you can cut back. Maybe you're spending too much on takeout, or perhaps you're paying for subscriptions you no longer use. These little insights can lead to bigger changes, and over time, they'll help you save more money. Another micro action that can have a huge impact is building a saving habit. It doesn't have to be a large sum of money, just start with whatever you can afford. Even $1 a day adds up over time. The idea is to make saving a daily habit. By consistently setting aside even a small amount, you're training yourself to prioritize your financial future. In the beginning, it might seem like such a tiny amount that it won't make a difference. But if you do it every day, that $1 becomes $365 at the end of the year. And that's just the start. Once you've built the habit, you'll be motivated to increase the amount you're saving. These micro actions also extend to learning and personal growth. Every day, dedicate a few minutes to reading or listening to something that improves your financial literacy. It could be a chapter in a book, a podcast episode, or an article. Don't overwhelm yourself with a goal to read 100 books in a year. Just focus on making consistent progress. The goal isn't to become an expert overnight, but rather to gradually improve your knowledge base. Little by little, you'll start seeing patterns in the way money works, how to manage it better, and how to make it work for you. The key to micro actions is that they're sustainable. It's easy to burn out when you try to do too much at once. But if you focus on small, incremental actions, you'll find that they don't feel like a burden. Instead, they'll become part of your routine, and you'll start to see the benefits without even thinking about it. Over time, these small actions build on each other, creating a snowball effect that leads to significant changes. Incorporating these micro actions into your daily life doesn't require any dramatic lifestyle changes or major sacrifices. It's about consistency. Think about how often you make decisions without even realizing it, whether it's grabbing a snack from the vending machine or scrolling through social media when you should be working on your goals. The idea behind micro actions is to replace those small, often unconscious decisions with ones that move you closer to your financial goals. Instead of wasting time and money on distractions, you focus on small, intentional actions that are aligned with your vision for your financial future. Another important element of micro actions is that they don't have to be perfect. Perfectionism can be paralyzing, and it often prevents us from starting in the first place. But when you focus on small actions, you realize that progress doesn't require perfection. It just requires you to keep showing up. You don't have to get everything right, and you certainly don't have to do it all in one go. All that matters is that you're making consistent efforts, even if they're imperfect. You'll also start to notice that micro actions help you build momentum. In the beginning, it might feel like you're not making much of an impact. But as the days go on, you'll see how all those small actions stack up. It's like a snowball rolling down a hill. At first, it's tiny and barely noticeable, but the more it rolls, the bigger it gets. Over time, the little things you're doing will create larger shifts in your financial situation. As you continue to embrace the power of micro actions, you'll begin to realize that the path to financial freedom isn't about big, dramatic moments. It's about the small, consistent actions you take every day. The beauty of this approach is that it doesn't require you to radically change your life or adopt extreme habits. It simply asks you to commit to making small daily improvements that compound over time. You'll also start to notice a shift in your mindset. When you're consistently taking small actions toward your financial goals, you begin to feel more in control of your money. You stop feeling like you're at the mercy of external forces and start realizing that your financial future is in your hands. You become more aware of your spending habits, more intentional about your choices, and more focused on building a life of financial freedom. The power of micro actions lies in their simplicity and consistency. They're manageable and sustainable, making them an ideal way to work toward your financial goals without feeling overwhelmed. Over time, these small actions will add up to significant results, creating a solid foundation for long-term financial success. By focusing on the little things, you're setting yourself up for big changes that will last a lifetime. Keep going, stay consistent, and watch how those small steps lead you to the life of financial freedom you've always dreamed of. Chapter 10. Designing a life of financial freedom. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that financial freedom is something that only a few lucky people can achieve. But the truth is, anyone can design a life where money works for them, rather than constantly working for money. The path to financial freedom is not as elusive as it may seem. It doesn't require winning the lottery, getting a huge inheritance, or discovering a magic formula. What it does require is a shift in mindset, consistent action, and a clear plan. Financial freedom is about more than just having money. It's about having the ability to live life on your own terms, to make choices based on your values and desires, rather than being shackled by financial constraints. It's about being in control of your time, your energy, and your future. When you have financial freedom, you are no longer a slave to bills, debts, or a paycheck. You can choose how to spend your time, where to invest your energy, and how to shape the life you want. The first step in designing a life of financial freedom is to take stock of where you are right now. Look at your current financial situation and be honest with yourself. Do you have debt? Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Or do you have some savings but want to do more with your money? The key is to get a clear picture of your starting point so that you can create a roadmap for where you want to go. Without knowing where you are, it's hard to figure out how to get to where you want to be. Once you've assessed where you are, the next step is to set clear, specific goals for your financial future. Financial freedom is not something that happens by accident. It requires intentional planning and action. What does financial freedom look like for you? Is it the ability to retire early? Is it owning a home without a mortgage? Is it traveling the world without worrying about money? Whatever it looks like, you need to define it. The clearer your vision, the easier it will be to take the necessary steps to get there. Now that you have a clear vision of where you want to go, it's time to map out the steps to get there. Financial freedom doesn't happen overnight, but with a clear plan, it's entirely achievable. Start by creating a budget that aligns with your goals. A budget is not just a list of income and expenses. It's a tool that helps you prioritize your spending and ensure that your money is working for you.
When you know where your money is going, you can make intentional decisions about where to cut back and where to invest. One of the most important things you can do on the path to financial freedom is to eliminate unnecessary debt. Debt is a huge obstacle to achieving financial independence. It drains your resources and keeps you stuck in a cycle of payments that only seem to grow larger over time. Start by focusing on high-interest debt, such as credit cards, and work your way down. As you pay off each debt, you'll gain momentum and motivation to keep going. With each payment, you're getting closer to financial freedom. Building an emergency fund is another critical step. Life is unpredictable, and having a cushion of savings can help you navigate the unexpected without derailing your financial progress. Aim for at least 3 to 6 months of living expenses set aside in a high-interest savings account. This emergency fund will not only protect you from unexpected expenses, but it will also give you peace of mind knowing that you are prepared for whatever comes your way. As you work on paying down debt and building your savings, it's also important to start thinking about how you can grow your wealth. Saving money is important, but it's not enough to simply stash your money away. To truly achieve financial freedom, you need to invest your money wisely so that it can grow over time. There are many different ways to invest, from stocks and bonds to real estate and retirement accounts. The key is to start early and be consistent. Even small investments can grow into significant amounts over time, thanks to the power of compound interest. Investing in yourself is just as important as investing in assets. This means continually learning and improving your skills so that you can increase your earning potential. Whether it's taking a course, learning a new skill, or improving your current expertise, investing in yourself is one of the best ways to increase your financial freedom. The more valuable you become, the more opportunities will open up to you, allowing you to earn more and achieve your financial goals faster. One of the biggest hurdles to financial freedom is the fear of taking risks. We've all been taught to play it safe, to avoid risks at all costs. But the truth is, without taking risks, it's nearly impossible to achieve financial freedom. Risk doesn't mean throwing caution to the wind, but it does mean stepping outside your comfort zone and making decisions that align with your long-term goals. Whether it's investing in the stock market, starting a business, or pursuing a new career, taking calculated risks is a key part of achieving financial freedom. It's also important to stay disciplined and patient throughout the process. Financial freedom is a long-term goal, and it's easy to get discouraged when you don't see immediate results. But the key to success is consistency. Stick to your plan, even when it feels like progress is slow. Every small action you take is building the foundation for something bigger. Over time, you'll look back and see how far you've come. Another key aspect of designing a life of financial freedom is creating multiple streams of income. Relying on a single paycheck is risky, and it can limit your potential. Instead, look for ways to diversify your income. This could mean starting a side business, investing in rental property, or creating passive income streams through investments. The more ways you can earn money, the more secure your financial future becomes. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and grind of trying to make more money, but it's important to remember that financial freedom is not just about earning more, it's also about managing what you already have. Be mindful of your spending habits and look for ways to cut back on unnecessary expenses. A dollar saved is just as valuable as a dollar earned, and being frugal doesn't mean sacrificing your quality of life. It just means making smarter choices with your money. As you continue on your journey toward financial freedom, it's important to surround yourself with like-minded individuals who support your goals. Seek out mentors, Join communities of people who are also working toward financial independence and share your journey with others. The support and encouragement of others can help keep you motivated when things get tough. Financial freedom is not a destination, it's a journey. It's about making small, consistent steps every day to move closer to your goals. By developing a clear vision, creating a solid plan, and staying disciplined, you can design a life where money works for you. The path may not always be easy, but with determination, patience, and a commitment to your financial future, you can create the life of freedom and abundance that you've always dreamed of.